I think Joe was next. Is that correct, Joe? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Doc.
What's on your mind, sir?
I was diagnosed with glaucoma borderline, so they gave me latanoprost, which is a prostaglandin analog.
Yeah, huh?
Should I, any ideas from your end whether to take with or instead of? Or?
Okay, let's see. Did they tell you it was borderline and how long ago?
Just about a month ago.
My goodness, sir, I really wish they would read the medical journals. The New England Journal of Medicine, no less, a month or two ago, had a complimentary editorial about research that was published in a journal called Nature, and that research was just published in approximately April, could have been March, could have been May of this year, which is more than a month or two ago, and that told us that the researchers thought they had found the reason that glaucoma happens. And that reason was the failure of mitochondrial energy in the eyeball cells. And they also told us what would restore the energy to the mitochondria and potentially get rid of glaucoma. And I know I'm getting excited there, but my goodness, that was right there in a journal called Nature, and it was complimented in the New England Journal of Medicine. And somebody said, here, have some latanoprost. Okay, well, the reason for that is you can't patent the thing that restores energy to mitochondria because it's a natural substance. Hey, nature knows what it's doing. It's not going to use patent medicines to restore energy to mitochondria, which are the little energy engines inside the cells. It's going to use something natural. Otherwise, we wouldn't all be here. And the stuff is called niacinamide, sir. And what they found with experimental animals is niacinamide got those mitochondria rejuvenated in the eyeballs and gave more energy to the eyeballs, and oh my God, it might help cure glaucoma. How do you like that?
Well,
and it can't, niacinamide, to start with, is quite safe. If a person overdoses on it, they will get nausea, and the nausea is a warning. You're taking too much niacinamide, sir or ma'am, and you better back off. Usually takes over 3,000 milligrams a day to do that, sir, but even so, if we get nausea with any dose of niacinamide, we want to back off. Okay. How much? Yeah, you're a guy. They make the stuff in 1,500 milligram time release. Long ago, one of the pioneering doctors in the use of niacinamide pointed out that the more often we used it, the better it worked, which means people were taking it 4, 5, 6 times a day. But the time release technology has relieved us of that because we take one pill and it works for about 12 hours. So it's a 1,500 milligram and it's twice a day, sir.
So if my mitochondria are not working right, that might help something else in my body too, I guess. Huh?
Well, there is that, yes, isn't it? Yes. Now, let me tell you a couple other things before you go, because a lot of people out there have glaucoma, and we all might as well go over them. Number two, somebody mentioned earlier some stuff called AC, those are just initials, AC carbamide, C-A-R-B-I-M-I-D-E. That's been sold by Standard Process Company since the 1920s. No, I am not connected with the Standard Process Vitamin Company, but they're the first in the country, and they've been around since the 1920s. And the reason they keep selling it, sir, is that at least half of everybody with glaucoma finds that their eyeball pressure goes down when they take AC carbamide. I'm not kidding you. The doctors at Tomo Clinic are finding that it works at least half the time. Now, that means it also doesn't work the other half the time, but it's totally natural and it won't hurt anything. And what it does is help change the osmotic pressure. Oh, yes, we're working on osmotic pressure here. So anyway, that's another thing that can help. This research seems to have gotten us closer to the cause, and I like getting closer to the cause. But you might put that on the list in case you ever need it, AC carbamide. And then the very third thing, sir, the last thing for glaucoma. Yeah, I know this is turning into a glaucoma dissertation, but a lot of people have it. In the 1930s, specifically in 1937, Dr. Emanuel Josephson published an entire book on treating glaucoma with, of all things, an extract of adrenal cortex. And he found that if he injected in adrenal cortex, that roughly 50% of everybody came down to normal pressure, even if they were, I am not kidding you, sir, at a pressure way high of 60 over 50 or something like that, the adrenal cortex would help it come down to normal about half the time. So when we're working with people with glaucoma, we look to see if they have weak adrenals. And that's what we're finding, about half of them do, just like that doctor found. But we can't get adrenal cortex anymore. Why not? Because, you see, FDA couldn't find it dangerous, so they declared it ineffective and illegal to sell. How do you like that? It's not dangerous, but we just won't let you sell it. Uh-huh. And so when I was able to get it, when I was practicing back in the 70s, I would ask people, oh, go have your eyeball pressure measured by your glaucoma, by your specialist, if they haven't done it already, and we'll give you a couple, three shots of this adrenal cortex, and let's see what happens to your eyeball pressure. And what do you know? Just like the doctor said back in the 1930s, half the people normalized. Okay, now what do we do? Because it's illegal, because it was so-called ineffective. What we have to do now is, if we find somebody with weak adrenals, it takes longer than the shots, but we just help that person build back up their adrenal strength, which can be done with vitamins, minerals, and botanicals. It does not require artificial cortisones or anything like that. And as their adrenal strength comes back, their eyeball pressure goes down. So that's a second cause, sir. This niacinamide thing is one that's very recently researched. It's the simplest thing to try. But if there's no results from that, then this AC carbamide is out there. And thirdly, you might check with a doctor skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine and find out the strength of your adrenals. I'm not kidding. When that material was available, it really worked well for about half of everybody. So there you are, sir.
Fantastic, doctor. Thank you.
You're welcome. And everybody, I'm sorry about carrying on for so long. But when we have a common problem to which there are more than one answer, I like to get that information out there. And what one needs is a doc who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine to help one apply it. Although this new research on the niacinamide, my goodness, we can apply that to ourselves if we just watch out for nausea.